Faces there with I Know I'm Losing You. This is Heidi Lee, and another episode of Musical Exile with Heidi Lee is starting. We heard from the Faces to start off, and now we're going to move on to Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart doing I Wonder What She's Doing Tonight. Boyce and Hart are known for their contribution to the Monkees, quite a few songs that they wrote for that group, got their notoriety from that, and moved on to have a hit with this next song.
If I had told her that I loved her, she would have stayed till who knows when. But I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I wanna be your friend. Because a friend could never doubt you or ever put you up tight. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder. I didn't lose her, 'cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight. We'll be right back.
right, now we're going to reveal the winner of the Musical Exile Versus poll from last week. We asked which one you preferred by the Small Faces or the Beatles of You Really Got a Hold on Me. And with a 2-1 margin, it was the Beatles that won out. You know what my answer would have been, even though I love the Beatles. But to stay true to the contest, I'm going to go ahead and play 2 Beatles tracks. 2 off of the White Album, actually, which has become one of my very favorites. And the first track is because I really love how the words flow. And the second is because it just really rocks. Here's the Beatles.
Kitchen cooking breakfast for the queen. The queen was in the parlor playing piano for the children of the king. Children's holiday.
back to the top of the slide, and I stop and I turn and I go for a ride, and I get to the bottom and I see you again. Yeah, yeah. But do you, don't you want me to make you?
Proving that, yes, children, Paul McCartney can rock when he puts his mind to it. That was Helter Skelter. Before that, we heard Cry Baby Cry. And now we're going to move it on to a couple of more smoother songs, I guess you could say, some quieter tunes. Here's The Nazz.
Hello, it's me.
Dragons with Over the Water. And just a note here, I hate that love me, say that you love me song. It's really annoying, and please forgive me for singing right there. But, you know, if it gets stuck in my head, I gotta burden you with it too, because that's the rules here. That's how it goes. Anyway, that's a song that I kind of like, so I threw it on the podcast this week. And before that, you heard The Nazz with Todd Rundgren before he sort of souped it up a little for the 70s with Hello, It's Me. And now we're going to move on to this week's Musical Exile versus poll. We've got the Byrds against the Move this time doing So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star. And I remember when I first started getting into the internet world, and the whole Monkey fandom was pretty big at that time, and there was a lot of speculation over this song possibly being about the Monkees, because it has a lot to do with, you know, being manufactured and everything. So you be the judge. Go to Musical Exile, all one word, at the MySpace page, /MySpace, however that goes. You know, I've said it before, you should know by now, right? But you can also vote by emailing me at musicalexile@yahoo.com. And let me know which one you prefer. Do you like the Byrds or the Move? And whoever comes out as the victorious group will get a couple of songs played on the next podcast. So here we go. We're going to start off with the Byrds.
Charts, the girls will tear you apart. What you are, you're a rock and roll star. La 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 la.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome back to the marquee, The Move. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
With the second half of the Versus competition this week, remember to vote and let your voice be heard over which one that you prefer, the Move or the Birds. And before we move on now, I want to remind you about a special podcast that's coming up in a couple of weeks. I've actually decided that there will be one more regular podcast the Sunday after today, and then the Sunday after that, which is 2 weeks from now, will be the special That 60s Sound podcast, which means if you're planning on submitting an MP3 to the show, just make sure you have it in by the next couple weeks, and we'll hopefully be able to get you on there. We've had a pretty good response so far, but I'd like to have a little bit more to choose from, maybe. So send your MP3s if you have that 60s sort of sound and vibe to it. It doesn't have to be psychedelic stuff. Remember, it also includes, you know, the British Invasion type stuff, garage rock, that kind of thing. So don't limit yourself, but as long as it has that, you know, 60s vibe to it, it's more than welcome. So send them on to musicalexile@yahoo.com, and maybe you'll hear yourself on an upcoming episode of Musical Exile. So we're going to move it on now with Ain't That Peculiar by The Loving Kind.
Things you do and say are designed to make me blue. It's a double shame my love for you makes all your lies seem true. If it's truth makes it look less longer, why do lies make my love stronger?
Stronger.
Now ain't that peculiar, baby? Peculiar as can be. Ain't that peculiar, baby? Peculiarity.
Peculiar, baby, peculiar as can be. Peculiar.
Turner there singing River Deep, Mountain High. And this is about all the time we have for this week on Musical Exile. I thank you all for listening, and email me with any comments or questions you might have at musicalexile@yahoo.com. Don't forget to submit your MP3s for the That 60s Sound podcast coming up in a couple weeks, and don't forget to vote in the Versus poll as well at the MySpace page. So we're going to leave you now with a song for London. This is Ray Davis doing London Song.
There's a room in a house, in a street, in a manor, in a borough that's part of a city that is generally referred to as London. It's a dark place, can be a mysterious place. And it is said that if you're born within the sound of Bow Bells, you have the necessary qualifications to be christened a Londoner. Yeah, but it's a cruel, hard, wicked place. But when you think back to all the great Londoners, William Blake, Charles Dickens, Dick Whittington, Pearly King's Barrow Boys, Arthur Daly, Max Waller, the Cray Twins. Through the dark alleyways and the passages of London, London. But if you're ever up on Highgate Hill on a clear day, you can see right down to Leicester Square. Crystal Palace, Clapham Common, right down to Streatham Hill. North and south, I feel that I'm a Londoner still. Chiswick Bridge to Newham and East End, church bells ring out through the land. You were born in London, England. There's a tap by reservoir leading to a stream that turns into a river estuary that eventually opens to the sea. And there's a docker by a wharf sending cargo overseas, unloading foreign trade from a large ocean vessel in the mighty metropolitan port of London. When I think of all the Londoners still unsung, EastEnders, WestEnders, Orientalenders, Fu Manchu, Sherlock Holmes, Jack Spot, Henry Cooper, Thomas A. Becket, Thomas More. Don't forget the Cray Twins. Very dangerous people, the Cray Twins. There's a part of me that says get out, then one day I'll hear somebody shout. I recognize that accent. It sounds to me like you come from London town. But if you're ever up on Highgate Hill on a clear day,